she led Kitty under an archway to a bench. "Don't get me wrong, it's great that people come and visit," she assured her so as not to insult her. "Sometimes they do get a bit lonely here and, you know, sane people would be a good start." They heard the piano and then the dreadlocked woman starting up "This Little Light of Mine." "Doesn't Bridget have visitors in the evening?" "Her family can only visit on weekends. We're not exactly easy to get to, as I'm sure you discovered. But don't worry, that doesn't bother Birdie in the slightest. In fact, I think she likes it. Make yourself comfortable and I'll bring her to you." She wandered off in the direction of some tiny adjoining bungalows. Kitty got her notebook and recorder ready, wondering what the story could be. Bridget appeared. She was a graceful woman who moved slowly, aided by a cane, but appeared more like a ballet instructor than an old person. Her grey hair was pinned back neatly, not a strand out of place. She had a gentle smile on her pink lipsticked lips and a curious expression in her eyes as she studied Kitty and tried to figure out if she should know her visitor. She was well-dressed, sophisticated, and looked like she'd made an effort despite the fact she'd had no intention of meeting anybody that day. Kitty stood to greet her. "I'll be back with your tea, Birdie. Kitty?" Kitty nodded yes please and turned to Bridget. "I'm so glad to finally meet you, Bridget," Kitty said, surprised to discover she genuinely meant it. She had finally made contact with someone from Constance's list. She felt connected to her friend, ready to embark on the journey Constance had set out for herself, but didn't have time to finish. Bridget seemed relieved. "Call me Birdie, please." "Ah, so we haven't met," she stated, rather than asked. There was a light Cork lilt in her accent. "No, we haven't. I pride myself on my good memory, but there are times when it lets me down," she smiled. "Well, not this time. We haven't met. But we do have somebody in common who you have met, or at least been in contact with, which is why I'm here. Her name is Constance Dubois." Kitty realised she was perched on the edge of the bench, her anticipation high. She waited for Birdie's eyes to light up, but it didn't happen. And again a cloud lowered over Kitty's enthusiasm. To jolt her memory, she took out a copy of Etc. from her bag. "I work for this magazine. Constance Dubois was the editor. She had an idea for a story. A story which you were part of." "Oh dear." Birdie took her glasses up and looked from the magazine. "I'm afraid you've got the wrong person. I'm sorry you came all this way. I haven't heard of your friend, Constance." "Yes, Constance. I'm afraid I haven't received any communication from her at all." She looked at the magazine as if trying to recall a memory. "And this magazine, I haven't seen this before either. I'm very sorry. You weren't in contact with Constance Dubois at all?" "I'm afraid not, dear." "You didn't receive a letter from her, or an email, or a message of any kind?" Kitty's desperation was oozing from her pores, and so was her frustration. She was just short of asking Birdie if she had any history of Alzheimer's in the family. "No, dear, I'm sorry. I would remember that. I've been here for 6 months, so unless she contacted the battle axe at reception who insisted she have an appointment, I certainly didn't receive any contact from her." Birdie studied the magazine again. "I would have remembered something as exciting as a magazine editor contacting me." Molly came with the tea and winked at Birdie as she handed it over. There was a smell that was very unlike tea to Kitty. "She's my one accomplice in here. The rest are as rigid as anything," Birdie smiled, sipping on her brandy. Kitty was disappointed to learn her tea was in fact tea. She could do with something stronger.